Scheer's message was straightforward. There's money to be made.
The plan, the vision that we decided is to create a billion-dollar industry in 30 years. Now, it sounds like a big target and high aspirations, but when you think about the amount of area suitable for mariculture in Alaska, it's really not that high of a target. For example, there are about 35,000 miles of coastline in Alaska. If we developed 1% of that coastline and utilized it for producing various species, whether it be oysters or mussels or kelp or things like that, that has the production capacity to exceed the rest of the continental United States. So that's about 450,000 acres total in the state. It's a fairly small area by percentage and total, but the production capacity, because we have such wonderful resources, we have such wonderful clean water and we have so much existing infrastructure, it's entirely attainable.
Scheer stressed the importance of the state's existing infrastructure in ramping up mariculture. Seafood plants are idle during the winter months when the processing of some mariculture products is needed. There is freezing capacity, transportation, and access to markets. Scheer called mariculture the low-hanging fruit of economic opportunity in Alaska. He said that worldwide, the harvest of kelp was a $20 billion industry and showed a video of kelp farmers in Maine who were marketing kelp as the new kale. He said that the United States supplied only 15% of the 4.4 million tons of oysters farmed each year. The Sitka Chamber was generally receptive, but there were some long memories in the audience. A mariculture permit application in Sitka Sound around 2 decades ago encountered significant opposition from residents who already used the proposed area for subsistence or recreation. Scheer thought barriers could be removed by cultivating a different product.
Most of the recreational uses of coastal lands in Sal takes place between May and September. I would say the vast majority of that, the tourist industry, all of that. Kelp is put in September and harvested in April. I think that in reality the conflict for that space is going to be pretty minimal, number one. And number two, we're not, relative to the amount of area, we're not talking about covering every coastline with kelp farms.
The state legislature created the system for mariculture leasing in 1988, and Scheer described its status now as a cottage industry. Nevertheless, statewide production topped $1 million in 2014. Scheer cited Oceans Alaska and Hump Island Oysters, two Ketchikan businesses that were both scaling up. He thought the economic climate in Alaska was different now than when Sitkins opposed mariculture in the Sound.
The potential for it as another economic development opportunity for the state is, for whatever reason, is now much more on the radar. I think it's in no small part because of the realities of the Alaska budget situation, and you've got to look to build opportunities. There isn't a timber industry. I think a lot of the resource extraction industries are having a difficult time due to any number of different reasons. And this is an industry that is supplemental to what currently exists and is, frankly, pretty environmentally friendly.
And finally, in case there was any confusion, Scheer emphasized that mariculture was not salmon farming. Commercial fishing is a pillar of our economy and always will be, he said. We don't grow anything with fins. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.